Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Welcome to our devotional, and today we are going to see again Genesis 12, 2 and 3, where how God blessed Abraham. So we are going to see the blessing of God. And here it says in verse 2, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Now, talking about the blessing, we hear today a lot about blessing. Today, when someone is blessed, it means they do not have any problems. Usually, they have enough money, a good home, a good job. They are pretty healthy without sicknesses. Basically, what it means is today they are doing pretty well in life. This is the world's understanding of blessing. There are some worldly churches teaching this perspective from the pulpits. Abraham was blessed because of God's presence. The greatest blessing is to be in the very presence of God. The curse is to be away from God. The highest honor is not that we are wealthy or popular, but to know that God's presence is with us. When we experience the presence of God, we are brought low to dust and ashes, as in the presence of His infinite holiness, we are wretched, miserable, naked sinners. We realize our sinful condition in the very presence of God. We saw in Genesis 3:15 the dawning of the gospel, where out of the woman will come Christ, and one day he will give a blow to Satan's head. The seed of the gospel was pronounced in Genesis 3:15. And the seed is going to grow, and now we see how the Messiah is going to come from Abraham's line. And that's a great blessing for Abraham, that Christ would come from his line, as our Lord was descended from Abraham. Our Lord did not take the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, and all the families of the earth will be blessed. Remember how Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." The word nations, it means ethnic group. It's the same word in Genesis 12. We see different families of the earth. And Jesus went on to say, "Baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." This is the Great Commission, and it is a command of God for the church to go to the uttermost parts of the world and make disciples, go to different families and preach the good news of the gospel. These families in different parts of the world are living in darkness. They are slaves to sin, and many of them are in idolatry, worshiping other gods, other religions. They are cursed. And here there is no blessing. However, the good news of the gospel is that we can go to these uttermost parts of the world, to different families, and bring them from darkness to the marvelous light of Christ Jesus. And this is going to be the greatest blessing that they will receive. Matthew 8:11 says, "And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham and Isaac, Jacob and the kingdom of heaven." Oh, many are going to come from the east and the west, from other parts of the world, and they are going to be sitting with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. My beloved, you and I are to be a blessing to others. We have the light of Christ. So it is our duty to bring others to the feet of Jesus. And we meet people every day in our lives. So do not talk to a friend without speaking of our beloved Savior. There is so much sweetness, comfort and healing in that precious name. So it would be a blessing if we bring a friend to Christ. It's going to be a blessing. Then they too can be the children of Abraham. Remember, the Jews were so proud to say that they are the children of Abraham. But Jesus rebuked them and said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What is the other blessing which God gave to Abraham? It was the blessing which He will give to all who live in obedience as Abraham lived in obedience. Believing God's word as Abraham believed and having faith in God, that is a blessing. Abraham had no real home except his tent, no plot of land to call his own. We too, as Christians, above all the wisdoms of the world, God's word should have the final authority in our life. We too, like Abraham, must realize this earth is not our home. We are just pilgrims in this earth, passing by to the promised land of heaven. It is not the earthly enjoyment, but God Himself will be our portion. The more sweeter we taste Christ, the more bitter we taste the world. Amen. If this devotional was a blessing to your soul, please write to us. We would love to hear from you. And we would love to know how we can help you in your spiritual needs. Or if you have any questions, please let us know. So until we meet again, this is Nick. May the Lord richly bless your soul with the richness of His precious word.
Stand up for Jesus.